Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the extravaganza today, the Twist, Ballroom Blitz, Mr. Peanut, and Donnie Baker. All coming up next.
Got into a fight with my wife. It turned really ugly. She called my name, said I'm loud. Sometimes snotty, sometimes smugly. She called a lawyer, told me to leave. I can't believe this has happened to me. Now I'm living in my SUV.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
I've got firestones under me.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
Stay in the parking lot at Best Buy, though I'm not a buyer. I bathe in their men's room sink, then squat beneath the hand dryer. And all our friends feel sorry for her, though I'm the one living in a Ford Explorer. Oh, I'm living in my SUV.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
A guy in a blazer lives next to me.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
That guy brought home an STD.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
Now he uses the same sink as me.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
Ew.
Oh, thank you. Tim and the Cabinet.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we were talking about the great song The Twist from Chubby Checker.
Yes.
Did you know that he did a version of it in German?
Is that right?
Do we have it?
Der Twist?
Well, the original, of course.
Come on, baby!
Fraulein!
It's great for your waistline.
Here we go.
Yeah, that comes here!
No, this one, oh, obviously.
Jawohl!
Yeah.
Sounds creepy.
Does this remind anyone of another song?
Not yet.
What?
Yeah, okay. Not yet either.
What, Der Kommissar? What? The only other German song
don't
I know.
Turn around. Do.
Here we go. Bon, it's a nut.
Here we go.
Yeah, that comes here. Und touch. Ja, gut.
What'd you call me?
You sing man in song, wenn du hast den Don. Wenn tanzen den Twist, bist du mein der Best. Der Twist begin.
This is Twist again, like we did last time.
Right,
German.
Well,
It reminds me of that. What's that song?
Are you ready, Ruby?
Oh, Ballroom Blitz.
Ballroom Blitz.
Oh, now there's a great song.
Yeah,
it
absolutely
is a great song.
Sweet can do no wrong.
That thing holds up, even though it's like it's a sensitive song. Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Andy.
Okay.
All right, fellas.
Let's go.
I forgot Mick.
I did forget Mick.
It's
yeah.
an anthem. I love it.
Let's see if we'll compare the two. Here we go. This is Chubby Checker.
Sounds something.
Yeah, that comes here.
Are you ready?
Now,
it kind of does.
Give me a chance.
Nope.
So good.
Oh.
Are you ready, Steve? See? Uh-huh. Andy?
Yeah.
Mick?
Okay.
All Touch. Right.
Son of a bitch, let it play!
Song,
let's go! Let's go.
Are you ready?
No, we were getting to the good part. Why would we play it?
Yeah, why would he? Why would we play it?
You want to hear the Let's Go?
Well, yeah.
Kick in, yes.
Are you ready, Steve? Uh-huh. Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, fellas.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It does start out a little.
And then you do the Jerry Lewis with the finger.
We sing just like Mark Bolan. Do, do, do.
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with
love
that.
Love Mark Bolan.
I like
Bolan.
Potatoes. I like French fries.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Thank you. Okay. So
20th Century Boy. That's the I'd never heard that before.
T Rex.
A couple days ago.
T Rex is amazing.
You want to twist in German again?
No, I don't.
That's creepy.
I'd rather hear.
And they are the champions.
I'd rather hear Brett Hull drinking.
Gloria.
Man.
Gloria.
Gloria. Golden Brett.
When
I think
again.
I got your number.
You know, his brother Bart played in the CFL, chick.
No kidding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bart Hull.
Yes.
Brett. And didn't Brett and Bobby play together at one point, I thought, maybe? In the WHA?
They may have. Both, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, but the drunk singing, that is...
Brett Hull.
Brett Hull.
St. Louis.
Yeah. St. Louis.
Blues.
Enjoying them.
Are you ready,
victory.
Brett?
For another beer.
Okay.
Well, now let's move on. We have a lot to get to here.
I like twisting. It's good for your waistline.
Stand up and give us a twist.
Let's do the twist.
Boy, yeah. You are good at it.
Now,
oh yeah, she does the leg.
And now Christy does it really well because she has both her feet.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's really hard to twist with one leg.
Yeah.
You fall down a lot.
What did we start? The bump? That's all
that's
we
right.
did.
We're chuckling at the horror of diabetes. That's right.
No,
we are horrible individuals.
He has both his feet. We're just kidding. I'm sorry.
Chubby Checker actually looks really great.
He does.
I've heard he had 3 feet.
He's
if you
aging
know what I mean.
Very well.
Oh. Yeah.
Gifted, was he? Could we get back to the news desk? It's not just any news
that's
desk.
Hence the name Chubby.
I thought he was hung like a checker.
Excuse me, I'm working over here. Okay. It's the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Feel free to interrupt now that I've got the plug in.
He's hung like a checker.
Where my money is happy.
Thank you very much.
Navy Federal Credit
What's
Union.
What's happening at the news desk?
Well, today's a summer solstice. Do you know that, right?
Yeah, longest day of the year.
Yeah, everybody go to Stonehenge.
First
man.
Day of summer.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I caught you off guard.
Tom, does it feel like the longest day of the year yet?
Yes.
You know, hanging out with us, making your life a living hell.
Well, news is that
I associate the summer with the sun, and I haven't seen the sun in about 4 weeks. Check local listing.
I know. Well, you can go out there and look at the
Are
break.
You ready, Josh?
Yes.
Don't sound ready.
Next.
Sorry.
Planters Peanuts is coming out with sneakers for those of you who have 2 feet. The brand announced online that the limited edition Crunch Force 1 basketball sneaker will launch today. The sneakers feature a Mr. Peanuts image as well as a Planters logo and were produced by shoe manufacturer Rich Franklin.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a hand up. Yes, sir.
Everybody has their hands up.
I have a
question.
Who are these for?
Yeah.
Who's clamoring for these?
Fans
I have
of
no
Planters
idea.
Peanuts. By the way, do you know that every pair of shoes comes with one of those EpiPens?
Yeah.
So we'll keep continuing our disease. Yeah, our disease hunk. Yeah.
For those of you who have a crippling peanut allergy,
right. Yeah.
We're chuckling at it.
No, I had to carry one of those around when one of my son's friends, we were on vacation, took one of his buddies, and he had that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know anything about it, but I had to carry two of those pens at
all
times.
Oh, I bet that made you so nervous.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, I want to congratulate every restaurant out there. They were amazing when I would say what the nature of the allergy was. And every time the chef would come out or the cook would come out.
What was this pussy allergic to? I mean, what was this kid allergic to?
Well, fortunately, he wasn't allergic to jackasses because otherwise he couldn't come here. Never mind.
Okay, these shoes are dumb looking.
Real
dumb.
What do you mean? They look like half the shoes you have.
And they're the Planters colors. They look like the color of the can.
Well, if you like Planters peanuts, have a Planters peanut. What is it?
I assume they're going to call it a cashew.
All right. Pat, you've done your job. You can go home.
That's right. Clock out.
Yep.
Job well done.
They're ducking.
Oh!
What? What? That's a cashew.
Athletes wear them for the Olympics.
Yeah, do they?
Really?
Let legume begin.
Let's
you give yourself a turducken right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even get that.
That was awful. I don't either.
You know, let the games begin.
Lagoon begin.
Okay, it's
what
closer.
An idiot.
Can you wear them if you have plantar fasciitis?
Now that's a joke.
That was my second.
There
joke.
You go.
That's not bad. Price point.
Now I'll tell you what.
$200.
These peanut. What are they called again? Peanut shoes.
Yeah.
Crunch Force One.
Crunch Force One.
Like the name, but they're plant. It's the Planters Peanuts logo. It's the official shoe of the Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Because they get to throw the peanuts on the floor. Yeah.
We got $200 bid. Tom, what do you think they cost?
I said $200.
Well, Christy had the story.
No, I didn't have the price in
if
it.
If they're $200, that's a little high, I would
I'm
think.
Asking you what you think it is.
$94.
I'm going to say $150.
$130.
$300.
$170.
Whoa. I believe I was closest without going over.
I think you were. And there are also Pizza Hunt. Also, Pizza Hunt.
Well, that was close.
Pizza Hunt?
When was the last time you had a Pizza Hunt?
It cannot be funny.
You put that in the hot tub, it's delicious.
Wasn't that Lloyd Bridges? Oh, that was Sea Hunt. Sorry.
They're called the Pie Tops.
Pie Tops.
This is right in your wheelhouse. High Tops, Pie Tops. Yeah, the Pie Tops 2.
$170.
You can pause live TV with your shoes in order to grab your pizza. That's what it says.
Oh.
$170 for peanut shoes, Tom.
No one's going to shell out that kind of
money. Look at those.
Those are Pizza Huts.
Wait a minute.
They're Pizza Hut
red. You just changed the subject on me.
No, they're the same weird shoes, Tom. Same subject.
Yeah, but just Pizza Hut brand. But, man, I think $170, man, people steal shoes. When you wear expensive shoes, you can be assaulted.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, I walked on your joke. I thought
Christy,
being...
you did it a favor.
Cashew.
Actually.
I guess Cashew opened up the chest of terrible jokes.
Tom didn't even know that was a joke.
You changed the subject, so I was looking something up over here.
You didn't change the subject.
Yes, you did. We were talking about peanut shoes, and now you've got pizza shoes. Different subject.
Even the same letter.
Doesn't mean it's the same. Now, weren't we talking about Mr. Peanut before?
Yeah, we've talked about Mr. Peanut before.
Yeah.
Don't you like Mr. Peanut?
No.
Remember there's a Mr. Peanut mobile or something?
Well, the beauty of Mr. Peanut, of course.
He wears a nice monocle and a nice top hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very well dressed.
Wilkes-Barre, that's where they're from.
Pretentious a-hole. Yeah.
You don't like Mr. Peanut? What did he ever do to you?
He's a jerk. Look at him.
Dresses well, has a monocle. When's the last time you saw someone with a monocle?
Like to sweep that cane out from under his arm. Watch him crunch down the street.
Incredibly hostile.
Run him over with a bike.
Oh, God. Okay, let's do this one in reverse. I'm going to play something.
Like that?
All right.
Fancy pants.
Attacking Mr. Peanut.
He was assaulted. See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Peanut was assaulted.
That's where the old joke comes from. Peanut walks into a bar and he was assaulted. Or he was assaulted.
But now we're getting
are we going to do the match
now,
joke
now
again?
Now we're getting the origin story on that terrible joke. Time now for joke autopsy. Okay, I will play this, and then you will weigh in as to what you might think it would be. Ready? Any guesses?
From Charlie Brown.
It's an
sort of, yeah, it does.
It's an animal doing, trying to.
Try it again.
It's a panda singing.
No, it's some sort of dolphin or whale.
I know.
Yeah.
Singing.
I'm with you. Marine animal.
Trying to sing some hit song.
It's seals.
Oh.
The
guy with the pocket.
Man, his voice has really gone to hell.
Yeah.
He's had a beautiful voice.
Summer breeze.
I thought you meant seal.
Seal like the seal that was married to Heidi Klum.
Oh, I thought you meant seals and crofts.
The rose on the grave, yeah. Whatever it is.
Makes me feel
according to the BBC,
laughing.
Definitely funny.
Excuse me. According to the BBC, a recent study suggests that gray seals can learn how to mimic human speech and singing.
Gray seals.
Play that again.
Yeah, I was going to say. Glad I didn't write the check for this one. Here we go. This is once again from St. Andrews University. These seals have been trained to copy these sounds.
Okay.
Here we go. Sounds like Jerry Lewis is the last seal.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, are they all seals, or is the beginning the?
Well, listen,
thing
the first one
is the first one the Star Wars theme.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're right.
Ba, 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 ba.
You then it, but oh, they, it turns into Jerry Lewis there.
Right there at the end, they get him. They get him by the
it
nuts.
It sounds like
right
the beginning is what they want the seal to do, and then the seal tries to do it.
This research just published in the journal Current Biology.
Huh.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just making noises.
No, but you recognize the melody to...
It took some work.
No, it...
It's plus, it's not. Does it say right there they're trying to do the Star Wars theme? Maybe they're trying to do. No,
they tried to do the twist.
Well, there you go.
No, they're trying to do "Kiss from a Rose" from Seal,
sure.
But they couldn't pull it off. I think it's great. Could you get that, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie,
how are you?
And this is a special Donnie Baker editorial edition.
Oh, good. Can't wait for
glad
this.
To hear it.
As Leonard Skinner says, don't ask me no questions. I won't tell you no lies.
All right.
All right.
Today's the start of summer, and I want to let you know here's the top five reasons I love summertime anyway.
Okay.
Number one, you girls start dressing all skimpy.
Mm-hmm.
But free tip from Donnie Baker, don't announce it. Just do it to spur of the moment.
Uh-huh. Spur of the moment, yeah.
I'm wearing crop tops. Especially crop tops, because we like to plow. I swear to God.
Oh, I get it.
And long crop tops, tube tops. Start wearing shorts cut so low, we can count your C-section scars.
Oh,
that's the look that just screams, I'm a single mom and I came to party.
Uh-huh.
I love C-section scars. Plus, you can learn a lot. It's like counting the rings in a stump. It basically lets the guy know that, yes, she's a mom, but the good stuff is still intact and tight and humid.
Okay.
Humid.
Humid, huh?
Oh, nice. Good to know.
Numero dos.
Yes.
Hide boob. And this actually goes with number one. Women busting out of their favorite Aussie and Hoobastank tank tops for the warm weather is nothing better. It's the best time of year for spotting side boob. It's as rare as them moral mushrooms. But be cool about it. Never head out into public without rocking a pair of your favorite wraparound shades. There's nothing worse than getting busted staring at that sweet, curvy slice of heaven, you know, by your wife or worse yet, your side piece.
Sure.
Third and foremost, I love summer because chicks start rocking Daisy Dukes. You like those, Josh?
Oh, love them, yeah.
Daisy Duke shorts, yeah.
The best are the ones with the cheeks hanging out at the very bottom along with their pockets.
Yes.
Fire-ass hot. And the perfect pair of Daisy Dukes will turn Illinois 4 into a Jersey Shore 8 on any record.
Sure.
And they're named after that chick from the Dukes of Hazzard, Daisy Dukes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Daisy always remind me of, you know, my hot cousin Amber.
Oh, Amber.
And I think she's my mom Phyllis's niece, sort of.
Oh. Like,
she's her ex-stepsister's daughter's step-daughter-in-law.
Okay.
All right.
Well, anyways, Amber works third shift down laundry and tan connection. She's always hooking us up free dryer sheets and discount tans and, during the slow hours.
Yeah.
Growing up, though, Daisy Duke and Linda Carter's were my first 2 points of reference as a puberty and boy.
Sure.
So it's ingrained in me. And one time I run into Cousin Amber, you know, she's wearing plaid shirt and then some of them shorts, just like Daisy Duke. We have a few drinks. One thing leads to another. Then 2 weeks after, she tells me she's late.
Oh.
Swear to God, which turned out to be nothing, but now that's why I always bring rubbers to the family reunion.
Jeez.
Always got one in the chamber.
Sure.
I'll think of the other 2 reasons I live summer later. I'm all worked up about my cousin.
Oh. All right.
We just need to keep it separate, you know.
Okay.
Separation of churches. She's a fox and I'm a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a dangerous combo. We're both good at beating rabies and making babies.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.